The Voices of Search podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything podcast network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com. Welcome to the Voices of Search podcast, a member of the I Hear Everything podcast network. Ready to expedite your company's organic growth efforts? Sit back, relax, and get ready for your daily dose of search engine optimization wisdom. Here's today's host of the Voices of Search podcast, Jordan Cooney.
Hello, SEOs. My name is Jordan Cooney from Previsible. Joining me is Chris Homer, who is the SEO manager at Intuit MailChimp, which empowers millions of customers around the world to start and grow their businesses with world-class marketing technology, award-winning customer support, and inspiring content. MailChimp puts data-backed recommendations at the heart of your marketing so you can find and engage customers across email, social media, landing pages, and advertising automatically with the power of AI. Yesterday, Chris and I talked about AI in SEO. Today, we're going to continue our conversation by discussing best top-of-funnel content strategies.
And this podcast is also sponsored by Ahrefs. What if I told you that you could monitor your website's SEO health, backlinks, and organic rankings at no cost? Sounds too good to be true? Well, it's not, because my friends at Ahrefs just launched Ahrefs Webmaster Tools. Ahrefs' new Webmaster Tools product quickly helps you improve your site's visibility by pointing solutions to over 100 technical issues that might be holding your search performance down. Plus, AWT monitors for backlinks so you'll know the most linked to pages and how those links are affecting your rankings. And AWT shares what keywords your website ranks for and compares how you stack up against competitors for key metrics like search volume, keyword difficulty, and traffic value. Look, monitoring your website used to require multiple expensive tools. And now, thanks to Ahrefs, that's not the case anymore, because AWT will help you monitor your SEO health, backlinks, and keywords for free. And no, it's not one of those 14-day free trial offers. It's a powerful site audit tool that will keep working for you for free. So check out Ahrefs Webmaster Tools at ahrefs.com/AWT. That's ahrefs.com/AWT.
Okay, here's my conversation with Chris Homer, the SEO manager at Intuit MailChimp. Chris, welcome back to the Voices of Search podcast.
Hey, Jordan. Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. So, you know, yesterday when we recorded, we went through a lot of different AI strategies and how AI is evolving in the SEO landscape. We dove into some misnomers that it is going to take our jobs and kind of, you know, be this overarching consumer of how SEO is done. And ultimately, I think we landed in a really good place in terms of how it can be best utilized in some of our everyday best practices. Today, we're going a little bit more into content strategy and where content strategy is most effective in building top-of-funnel awareness and building up your brand through SEO. And so, Chris, maybe before we get started in going deep into this topic, I'd love to get your perspective on how MailChimp leverages content strategies from an SEO perspective.
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I think, you know, for us, it all begins with, you know, a topic mapping exercise. So we really dig in deep to what are the, you know, kind of the topic pillars that are most important to our business? Where do we want to make sure that, you know, we have, you know, that we're seen as a credible authority for these topics and that we, you know, have high search relevance. And I think that should be your starting place for kind of any kind of SEO content-based project. And the reason being is because I think, you know, a lot of times I think teams often approach the kind of the content top of funnel specifically as almost a little too narrow. You know, they come in, they have limited budget, and then, you know, they say, well, you know, here's 10 keywords that it would be really great for us to, you know, have ranking in. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, if you really want to gain, you know, topical authority, that's not enough to really move the needle. So you really need to have, you know, a whole view of the landscape. So by doing, you know, a topic mapping exercise where you're breaking down those, you know, those most important pillars to your business, you're able to get, you know, a really great keyword map that's really in depth of, you know, all the areas that, you know, if, for instance, if you want to be an authority, seen as authority on email marketing, you know, you need to also be seen as authority in A/B testing, you know, other related areas like that. And I think, you know, when you form this map, you're really starting to build that landscape out, which allows you to then make smart decisions about how you pursue, you know, a content strategy. And I think, you know, that's where, you know, more of keyword intent really starts to come into play, search intent, things like that.
Right. I mean, I think you brought up a really critical point here, right? Which is this mapping and this exercise of aligning what it is we're trying to get consumers to be aware of us about and know our brand about, and then the content piece, this roadmap or planning component. And I'd love to get your perspective, Chris, in terms of how you start that process to truly understand that that's your consumer, that that's your customer, right? Like, I think one of the big mysteries here in SEO is the person who types in that keyword in the search engine, is that really who I should be talking to? Is that really who should be visiting my website? So how do you all at MailChimp get that kind of insight, you know?
Yeah, you know, I think we've engaged really closely with, you know, a lot of our brand marketing teams that, you know, have that good, you know, customer, you know, kind of qualitative research that they've done, where, you know, they are able to, you know, really tell us, you know, what that audience that is most likely to purchase, you know, what is the content that they are most likely to consume? What are the types of things they care about the most? And so, you know, when you use that as your starting point, I think then, you know, you're able to take, you know, some of the comments that you see in customer surveys, for instance, and really start to figure out, okay, these are what our customers are telling us. These are the pillars we should really focus in on. And from there, you can begin to expand out that map, as you know, I kind of mentioned before. But yeah, I think, you know, it all starts with, you know, having an insight into, you know, who that customer is, whether, you know, that's engaging with your brand team or, you know, customer research team. You know, I think you can't do SEO in a silo.
Right.
Particularly, you know, content. And I think too often, you know, as SEOs, you know, we're just tasked with, you know, hey, go get me some traffic for some keywords that we care about. And, you know, you can't really do that. Well, you can, but, you know, you might not be driving conversions, you know, might not be meaningful traffic.
True.
So, you know, I think any data you can get, you know, from, you know, any other of your, you know, teams on marketing that really have access to that customer research, you know, and if you have even a customer persona built out, you know, often the customer persona will speak to exactly, you know, what type of market. What are their interests? You know, what are their pain points in particular? Those are often, you know, great search topics as well. What do they want to learn more about? All those things.
100%. So, I mean, you know, the digital landscape is shifting very quickly. And in particular, like in software, right? Like MailChimp is in the software space. It's moving very fast. And what I mean by that, as it relates to content marketing, is that, you know, just a few years ago, you really only had the software players voicing or creating content, right? So MailChimp and their core competitors, let's just say. Over the last couple of years, that's evolved into aggregators or review sites, websites like Capterra and G2 and others who are trying to evaluate what is the best software developing content marketing. And now we're even getting to the place where news and media is trying to capture this market share. And they're talking about and trying to review or provide recommendations within the software space.
Reddit forums as well, right?
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
We've seen those popping up increasingly in SERP recently as well.
Oh, yeah. Lots of Reddit lately. And that's a whole nother can of worms, right? But
yeah.
But you're right. Like the community UGC is like popping up. So my main, you know, point of view on this is like, how are you guys adapting in this digital landscape? How are you making content marketing relevant, considering you got new forces and entrances of, let's just call them content competitors? They're not selling software. They are targeting our keywords though.
Yeah. You know, I think it's particularly a big challenge in SaaS. You're absolutely right about that. Because I think for what we think of, you know, our traditional commercial intent keywords, so, you know, things like marketing automation tools or something like that, I guarantee you, if you Google that right now, the top five positions are probably, you know, Capterra or, you know, likewise. So, you know, I think that makes your top of funnel strategy even more important. Just because, you know, it's going to be so difficult for you to gain high visibility on a lot of these commercial terms. You can do it. We've definitely done it at MailChimp, but, you know, you've got to be really dedicated to working with, you know, the teams that kind of develop those product pages, because, you know, product pages are really short and intended to sell. So where can you get those SEO goodness out of those pages, you know, becomes a big challenge. Where can you get that, you know, additional kind of contextual content in there that you would need to rank, you know, becomes a really big challenge.
Right.
That's why, you know, from an SEO perspective, we lean really heavily on that, that kind of the top of the funnel stage, because we see that as being, you know, a more ripe ranking opportunity. You know, the, like I said, the opportunities are now really limited to rank for some of these commercially oriented keywords, but a lot of the, you know, informational variations on these keywords, you know, the SERP's still very competitive. You still have an opportunity to break in. And if you can, you know, demonstrate to, you know, people searching for these things that, you know, you are the authority, then there's value in that. Mm-hmm. And then it's, you know, I think it's about engaging with, you know, your other teams as well throughout, you know, the whole lifecycle marketing process about how do we then, you know, drive them from, you know, initial visit from a top of funnel search query into someone that, you know, wants to continue to engage with MailChimp.
Right.
You know, I think what we've seen in SaaS, just, you know, our commercial keywords just being eaten up by, you know, all the aggregators and review sites, it's made, you know, top of funnel even more important, and getting after those informational kind of keywords even more important, because that really seems to be where our opportunities to gain the most visibility lie right now, just given kind of Google's preference for the aggregators out there.
Time for a 1 minute break to hear from our sponsor, Previsible. So you're looking for SEO help, and you got a couple of options. You could start replying to spam from agencies that claim they can get you to rank number one on Google. You can pay an hourly rate for a consultant who will inevitably nickel and dime you with hourly charges. Or you can work with a cookie cutter agency to quickly launch a strategy-less project with low success rate. None of those sound very good, now do they? Well, that's where Previsible's integrated consulting model comes in. Previsible draws from a collective 40 years of SEO and digital marketing experience to unlock your organic growth opportunities. They build custom solutions that combine strategy, technical expertise, content, and reporting to effectively operationalize SEO for your business. Previsible's four-stage approach ensures that your SEO programs thrive by starting off with a strategy-first approach. Then they support you in your efforts to create quality content, help you identify technical issues, and most importantly, they'll work with your cross-functional teams to integrate your SEO strategies to make sure that your SEO budget actually drives results, not just your agency's bottom line. So join brands like Yelp, eBay, Canva, Atlassian, Square, all who rely on the SEO consultants at Previsible. For more information, go to previsible.io. That's Previsible, previsible.io.
Yeah, 100%. That's a phenomenal point around how to go after the market and where you're trying to, you know, generate awareness of the MailChimp brand, but utilize, you know, a clear competitive insight to navigate the digital landscape. I'd love for our listeners to get maybe some specific examples of how MailChimp is going after this top of funnel content strategy.
Sure. You know, I think one thing that we've done very well is, you know, obviously MailChimp is primarily thought of as, you know, an email product, but there are so many other levels of marketing that are also going to be related to email. So, you know, if you go to MailChimp.com and browse through our kind of our blog section or resources library, you'll notice we aren't just covering email. You know, we cover websites, we cover CRM, we cover all those kind of related topics that are really going to show our visitors that, you know, not only are we relevant and authoritative in email, we also know what we're talking about in marketing in general. And you can trust us as a tool that's going to, you know, propel your marketing strategy forward. Building out, you know, extensive, really content libraries around these topics. And by extensive, you know, I mean, we're publishing, you know, 40 to 50 articles a month. So speaking about, you know, tying it back to what I was talking about at the top with your topic map, you know, if you're going to publish content on that scale, that's when that topic map becomes really essential, because then you can just run down that list of your informational keywords for a particular pillar and really pump out that content. So we're covering everything from, how would you calculate a particular, you know, click-through rate or a certain type of marketing formula that ties back to email marketing, to, you know, doing things like very, you know, longer form, you know, strategy guides that we are now offering as like downloadable takeaways. So I think anything beyond just, you know, your initial content that you can bring them to the site on, anything that you can add as an additional takeaway. And if you can get some first party data for that as well, now you're talking because, you know, now Lifecycle's got something that they can work with, right? So it really is a combination of writing, for lack of a better word, like writing blog content that is really, you know, very in depth and, you know, covering, you know, all angles of this particular, you know, any particular topic we might be talking about, whether it's email, CRM, websites, whatever it might be. And then once we have, you know, content that is ranking highly within these topics, finding ways to then supplement what's already on the page to really continue to drive people further down the funnel. So whether that's, it might be, you know, a calculator asset, it might be, you know, a downloadable ebook, it might be, you know, something like that, but it's really, really about, we're not just stopping at great, we rank number one for this term. You know, it's great. You know, we're generating significant traffic. So how can we bring them one step closer to conversion? And we see, you know, doing these takeaways or gated content is often what you hear it referred to as, has been really a great path into, you know, eventually driving these people into MQLs and maybe sales.
Right. I mean, you went right into like kind of my next question around measurement, right? And I think one of the interesting things that you alluded to here, but maybe didn't explicitly share with our listeners, is that measurement for top of funnel content is very different than everything else, right? Most of the time when you're in a software B2B environment, you're going to spend a lot of time talking about MQLs or leads or form fills or something that essentially captures people's information so that you can get into the hands of sales or some sort of sales process, right? But like, those are great and nice to have, but that's not really what top of funnel is intended to do, right? You're not really going to get a whole bunch of form fills from top of funnel type activities. So there's other measurements that are critical to evaluating the success of that content. And I'm wondering if you can share with our listeners how you look at that differently than, say, the bottom of funnel, like a feature function page or a product page or a use cases page, where your expectation is that there's a decent amount of form fills or leads that are captured from a page like that.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a great question because, you know, it depending on, you know, the keyword intent, I think you kind of need to, you know, set what your goals are kind of realistically. So, you know, as you alluded to, I think, you know, bottom of funnel keywords, very conversion oriented keywords, it's probably best to score yourself on, you know, if you sell directly to the customer, score yourself on sales. You know, if it's about form fills, score yourself on that. But for your top of funnel, I think you should really be looking more at your site engagement metrics. What's the click-through, for instance, from this page that they've landed on to maybe the pricing page? Have you done enough with your top-of-funnel content to interest them to go deeper in the site? So get into your, you know, your Google Analytics page flow and kind of look at how people are moving around the site once they land. Are they, you know, reading the content and immediately exiting? If they are, but, you know, they're spending a significant amount of time on page, for instance, you know, that's where I think, you know, adding assets, like I mentioned earlier, becomes a really viable strategy because, you know, like the content's valuable. They're spending time on the site, but they haven't yet seen the need to engage kind of one level further with you. So yeah, I think for top of funnel, it's really more about those engagement metrics that you're going to want to pay attention to. How many click-throughs are you getting to subsequent pages? What's your bounce rate looking like? And then, you know, obviously you can just look at just non-brand traffic, I think, as a metric as well. You know, I think one thing we've been successful with is saying like, hey, you know, there were X amount of conversations happening about, you know, whatever topic that we weren't previously not even a part of, weren't even appearing, you know, in the SERP. And now we are. So there's an awareness factor that comes to that as well. You know, there's, you know, 150,000 more people a month that are able to see our content around email marketing, for instance, than there was previously due to just more of like top of funnel work. But yeah, it's really you got to shift your expectations and also shift your management's expectations on what you're going to be able to do with top of funnel content because, you know, and like some of our stuff, we go really top of funnel. You'll find some very top of funnel stuff where people would scoff and say, how do you sell from that? And like, well, you know, the goal is not to sell somebody from this page. The goal is to get them to sign up for our newsletter so we can continue to, you know, market to them and continue to engage with them. So, you know, I think if you're looking at top of funnel, it should be more about those things. Now, for your commercially oriented keywords, it is going to be more about, you know, conversions and things like that.
Got it. And so I think one of the last things I want to leave our listeners with here, Chris, that I think is super important is how you make these decisions. Like, you know, in order to be best at this, right, which is really the theme here, is the best top of funnel content strategies. You have got to be able to convince a business that you can invest in this and do it consistently, because one top of funnel article isn't going to make it. Like, it's not like all of a sudden you write one top of funnel article and ba-bam, you hit the jackpot. It's not how it works. It's an investment. It's a journey. It's a roadmap. It's a plan. We talked all about that earlier in the episode. But what I'm really asking, Chris, is how do you convince leaders, brand teams, like you mentioned earlier, other partners to be committed to a top of funnel content strategy for your business?
Yeah, I mean, start with pulling in your competitive data. You know, I think it's pretty easy to say, like, if you have some direct competitors that, you know, have high search visibility for terms that are relevant to your business where you're not there at all, you know, that's a missed awareness opportunity, right? That's a missed brand awareness opportunity. So, you know, I think the more competitive data you can bring into the mix, showing that, you know, for instance, you know, you might have a competitor that is 8x as large as you in non-brand keywords. And you're really only being found through branded keywords, which means that people, you're only getting the traffic of people that know you already, right? Like, people are entering your brand in. So it's about developing that narrative about, hey, our competitors are really beating us in this space. You know, we can step our strategy up and start to be seen at the top of the funnel with these people and start, you know, bringing in that business that isn't aware of us yet, that isn't just branded traffic. And yeah, I think, you know, ultimately one thing that I think as well is, you know, when you're talking to seniors, senior execs and high levels, like, don't get so caught up in search volume and things like that. You know, frame it as like conversations. You know, there are 3 million conversations happening online every month about this topic, and we aren't in any of them. You know, I think just things like that can be a very effective way to really drive the point home that you're falling behind. If you're not doing top of funnel content, you're probably falling behind in some way. You know, it's almost easier if you have some other kind of strategies built out. Like, if you have a great, you know, email lifecycle team already built out, then SEO becomes a great way to feed prospects into that funnel, for instance. So depending on, you know, where your business is and, you know, what other resources you have available, you kind of just got to consider that as well. Because I think it is easier to do top of funnel if you have some type of action plan for what we can do once they arrive on the site. So if you're able to have that, great. If you don't have that yet, I would still go for top of funnel just because, like I said, there's millions of conversations happening and you're not part of any of them. So your competitors are getting more consideration than you are at this point.
100%. And that's a great place for us to wrap up this episode of the Voice of Search podcast. A big thank you to Chris Homer, SEO manager at Intuit MailChimp, for joining us. If you'd like to contact Chris, you can find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes or visit his company website, MailChimp.com.
Okay. Thanks to Jordan Cooney, the founder of Previsible. If you'd like to get in touch with Jordan, you can find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes. You can contact him on Twitter. His handle is JT Cooney. That's JTKOENE. Or you can visit his company's website, which is previsible.io. That's previsible.io. And a special thanks to Previsible for sponsoring this podcast. If you're looking for support with all of your SEO needs, Previsible's integrated consulting model is there for you. They draw on a collective 40 years of SEO and digital marketing experience to help you unlock your organic search and growth opportunities. So join brands like Yelp, eBay, Canva, Atlassian, and Square, all who rely on SEO consultants at Previsible. For more information, go to previsible.io. That's previsible.io. And a special thanks to Ahrefs for sponsoring this podcast. Monitoring your website used to require multiple expensive tools, but that's not the case anymore thanks to Ahrefs, because they just launched their Ahrefs Webmaster Tools product, which monitors your SEO health, helps you keep track of your backlinks, and gives you the insight into what keywords are performing for free. So check out Ahrefs Webmaster Tools at ahrefs.com/AWT. That's Ahrefs, A-H-R-E-F-S.com/AWT. Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to voicesofsearch.com, where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can also subscribe to our weekly newsletter, and you can even send us your topic suggestions or your marketing questions, which we'll answer live on our show. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is Voices of Search on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or you can contact me directly. My handle is Ben J. Schaap, BenJShaap. And if you haven't subscribed yet, and you want a daily stream of SEO and content marketing insights in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day during the work week. So hit that subscribe button in your podcast app, and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, remember, the answers are always in the data.